It's Klonk from 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock, joined by two special guests. I will let you introduce yourselves.
Why, thank you. My name is Scott Kegler. I am the entertainment director of the Connecticut Renaissance Fair. I also have a kid show where I play Lucky O'Flarp, one of our royal plumbers.
And my name is Kira. I'm on the costuming staff for CTRF, and I also have a children's show called Princess Tea and Story Time, where we do a tea party for children, and we do story time where we tell classic fairy tales, and we have the kids come help us, and I play Princess Adelaide.
So explain to me the plumber. What is that?
Yeah, everyone always asks. So I play a lot of kids' characters at different shows, but this show I do the royal plumbers with myself and a couple counterparts. And it's a comedy show we do for kids. It's kind of having fun and just joking around a little bit with some of the gross out affair. It's also on the kids' stage. So we have something for the princesses and something for the kids that want to be gross. Something for everybody.
So do you have a plunger?
I do. I have my royal
oh, you really do?
Golden plunger right here. So we have that. We have all sorts of our tools of the trade. Kids during our show get a little wet, not messy, but we have a lot of water in the show. So it's a lot of fun for the kids.
So if somebody for the first time is going to the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, what can they expect walking in?
When they come right in through the gates, they're going to expect an interactive experience. But then you have people in costume characters, trained actors that are going to engage with you. And there's jousting.
So we have lots of different things for, you know, pretty much everybody. There's different musicians. There's tons of musicians. There's people who sing. There's a wench's show. There's the children's shows. There's a Birds of Prey show where this woman has rehabilitated hawks and falcons and owls and other, you know, birds of prey, and just really shows how amazing they are. There's donkey rides for the kids. There's a little bit of everything.
Now, if I wanted to go, is dressing up required? Is it something that's frowned upon if you don't?
It's encouraged. It's not required. We have people who come in, you know, regular street clothes, jeans, t-shirt. We have people who spend months on, you know, these very, you know, delicate, intricate handmade costumes. We have people who have something that they threw on that they got off of Amazon. We have people who rock the Ren casual look, you know, jeans, t-shirt, and a cloak.
So the dates start this weekend, and it runs through Columbus Day, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we open at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, August 31st, and then we run through October, ends up being 14th, including both holidays there, Labor Day and Columbus Day.
Is it rain or shine?
Yes.
It's excellent.
Price of general admission would be $15 and $10 youth admission. Children under the age of 6 are free. And pet admission if you're bringing a pet into the show, it's just a $5 admission for a pet.
You guys are great. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.